These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix's independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix's independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs. Well, hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenix. My name is Kiersey Cody, your host, and it's great to have all of you listening in today. Today's topic is all about getting that bikini body and really focusing in on how critical protein is for that bikini body. We have the amazing Alex Moore with us. He's brand new to our research and science team. He actually joined that team in January of this year, so he's going on his sixth month with the company. He has been a certified strength and conditioning specialist since 2010 and served as the NCAA Division I coach at the University of Nevada. He's worked with elite athletes all the way down to adolescents in sports, ranging from football to rugby, golf to tennis. He has his master's and bachelor's degree in kinesiology. And, he's geared heavily towards human physiology, performance nutrition, anatomy, sports medicine. I mean, he brings to the table so much knowledge and expertise. He's actually currently pursuing his PhD in nutrition. So we're just grateful that he was brought on board and, of course, that he's here with us today. So with that, Alex, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. All right, so people are, they're like, working on leaning out, you know, getting fit, dropping some pounds, looking good on the beaches, around the pools. And so obviously summer's here, they're working hard on it. And we know protein plays a huge role in this, in achieving that bikini body. Share with everybody why.
So when we look at food, basically we can divide it into what we term three macronutrients. Okay. This includes carbohydrate, fat, and protein. Generally, in the standard American diet, which ironically is acronymed SAD because it truly is a sad diet, protein, it's there in decent amounts, but it's also in conjunction with unhealthy fats, overly processed carbohydrates, you know, loads of sugar. So really, to optimize body composition, you have to have all three of those macronutrients in balance. Protein is very, very special because guess what? In our bodies, when you look at the different compartments, fats and organs and so forth, guess what is comprised of protein? Muscle. And when you talk about maintaining a lean body, what we're really talking about is body composition. So lower body fat and generally a little bit more muscle, the tone that you generally see that's so attractive that you see on the beach and, you may be a little envious. So really timing your protein, getting in the right amount and the right kinds is so important, and a lot of people are missing it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know people think that, well, and it kind of maybe is easy to fill up on other things that are really great for health, like veggies. I mean, it's
right.
Garden
and,
season.
So, like, one of the big things that I hear right now is juicing.
Yeah.
And, focusing on fruits and vegetables, while those do have their place in the diet, mm-hmm. I think too many people are neglecting getting quality protein in. And a lot of times, they may think, they may have, some preconceived notions about, well, I don't want to, increase my meat intake because I'm going to increase my risk for, several different diseases, or, I don't want to eat too much saturated fat that's involved in meat. But you know, Isagenics provides, you know, our isoline shakes, our, you know, our bar. We have high quality proteins without the, you know, quote unquote bad fats that you may find in red meats and pork products and eggs and so forth. And it's extremely high quality. Mm-hmm. So timing those products, you know, or adding those products in conjunction with, you know, a balanced diet, you're going to make a huge difference in, you know, improving your body composition. By improving your body composition, I mean reducing fat and increasing muscle tissue. It's really what we're after.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know what I love about our company and our amazing shakes, our Isopro, Isoline Pro, Isoline, the bars. We have such amazing quality protein within those supplements. And you coming on board, I mean, you've, in what you've done in your entire background and focusing on making sure that protein requirements are hit in these athletes, I mean, what do you, does it excite you to see the quality of protein that we use in our products today?
Yes, and one of the biggest issues in the industry, and it's quite rampant, unfortunately, is if you look at the back of the label, and it lists, you know, the nutritional information. You see, well, this product says it has, you know, X amount of protein. And, you know, through a lot of different consumer reports, what they're actually finding is many of these companies are not putting in the protein that they're labeling there. It's either not the same ingredient or it's not the amount that they're reporting. Mm-hmm. We at Isagenics go through a very strict and stringent process of ensuring not only we're getting the quality protein, but the correct amount. So when you read the label, that's what you're actually getting. And a lot of companies aren't doing that. And it's very unfortunate. But that's, you know, one of the, I was really excited when I heard about all our different mechanisms for ensuring the quality and the amount in our products. So, and of course, you know, when we looked at the different sources, that's another great thing that, that this company really prides themselves in. So I'm very pleased and happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, awesome. I love that. That speaks volumes for everybody that's listening, just based on, like I said, your extensive background and coming in and loving the protein. Let's move into how one calculates how much protein they need daily, because this is like a question that gets asked all the time. I mean, there's right. couch potatoes, there's active people, sure. there's very active athletes, there's bodybuilders. What is the calculation here that people need to know?
Right. So generally, when there's so many different ways to calculate this, but I'll just tell you how I personally do it. I basically divide the population up into four different segments when they're talking about, you know, getting fit. You have your sedentary person who is your standard office worker who's not really doing anything active. The RDA for protein is actually quite low. It's just a little above 50 grams per day. Now, if you think about it, that would be two servings of our isoline shake basically per day. Then you have your active group, which is comprised of people that do, you know, more endurance-based exercise. You know, things like running, biking, and so forth. And then you have your group that actually does some resistance training, you know, whether this be moving implements, lifting weights, and so forth. And then a special population, which I think we need to actually touch on here, and I know this may not necessarily tie into achieving the quote-unquote beach body, but our older population. And we are finding that, you know, sarcopenia, which is basically as you age, your muscle mass decreases. Protein is so, so important for this group. So really, when I look at how to calculate protein, I have to fit the person into one of those categories. Now, from there, the endurance athlete doesn't need quite as much. I if you want me to put a number on it, I'll say take your body weight and multiply it by 0.7 to 0.8 grams per pound. For your resistance training athlete or someone that, you know, is doing some very intensive exercise, I would actually bump that closer to 0.9 to 1 gram per pound body weight. I know that sounds like a lot, but, you know, if the person is training very intensely, they're having a lot of what's called protein turnover. Mm-hmm. So basically their tissues, their muscle tissue is constantly, you know, taking out protein, putting in protein. So it's important that they're supplying the building blocks to really build the foundation. A lot of people that are trying to achieve a certain body composition are going to be resistance training. So it's very important that they're getting high quality protein. And then of course, our older population, they need a little bit more. And that's why we actually recommend the Isoline Pro product for this group, because what we're finding actually in the science is that they're going to need over 30 grams of protein per serving to really stimulate what we term muscle protein synthesis, or a generic or a layman's term would be muscle building. So for that group, protein is also very important.
Sure. Absolutely. That's so great. You know, bodybuilders being like, you know, close to 1 gram per pound of body weight. That's, right. You know what? That's normal. That's we've been teaching at that. It seems like a lot.
Well, many over actually consume protein.
Yeah.
Really, that's all from the science. That's really all that's necessary. I hear stories about people consuming 400 grams of protein a day. That's completely unnecessary. Your body will not be able to utilize that amount.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, just with coupling, kind of moving into the next little thing here that's really important, building on that, is when is the best time to drench your body with the protein? Because clearly, if you weigh 200 pounds, you do not want to put 200 grams of protein into your body at once. So maybe Correct. Talk about when is the best time to drench your body with proteins, and talk about a little bit about nutrient timing.
Right. So you actually want to do this multiple times throughout the day to spike muscle protein synthesis. When you look at protein, it's comprised of several different building blocks, which we term amino acids. And this is really why we turn to a product that we, you know, in our isolating shakes, you know, whey protein is so important, because it has the correct amount and the correct ratio of amino acids to really spike muscle building or muscle protein synthesis. Generally, you want to spike that anywhere from 3 to 5 times per day. I usually like to evenly space that out throughout the day, and make sure that you're getting in the proper amount, and that would be over 20 grams. So actually, that works out perfect with our shakes. You know, for the average person doing, you know, 2 shakes and a lean meal for dinner would be great. If you're a little bit more active, you're going to actually want to consume some protein after your activity. You know, it doesn't have to be seconds after you conclude your weight training session. But if you know, you want to get it in there, you know, anywhere from 30 to, you know, 90 minutes is fine after your exercise, to make sure that you're putting in the protein into the tissues that you just incurred some damage to, so they can repair.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Okay. Now let's talk.
Also, I want to make another really quick note on cleanse days. So the day after, when you start eating food again, it's very, very important that you, again, spike muscle protein synthesis. So the first meal, your breakfast after a cleanse day, it's ideal that you get a shake in. It's very, very well digested protein. It's going to go right in and stop any potential breakdown of muscle tissue. So that's another important note I wanted to touch on.
Excellent. Yeah, that's great. That's so great. What about protein before bed? Because that's, you know, we've heard about
that's
that.
That's a very hot topic. There's actually a lot of new research. I was just at a conference, actually. This is new territory. They're experimenting with different amounts right now. And what they're finding is consuming protein, and when we talk about before bed, I mean literally right before bed, it is actually very beneficial in the rebuilding process of muscle tissue and increasing lean mass, particularly in the groups that they were studying, athletes or people that are resistance training or, you know, trying to improve their body composition. So the science right now is not 100% complete, but the results are right now very promising for consuming protein right before bed.
Okay, nice. All right. So IsoPro, guys, that's listening.
IsoPro, I mean, yeah.
IsoPro, just
my
mix
favorite
it up.
Flavor, chocolate.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? So many people are actually taking one scoop of IsoPro, lots of ice, a little water, and making an ice cream out of it with a little stevia in it at night. And you're getting 18 grams per scoop. So, you know, if with all that positive science and research that's talking about protein before bed, go for it, guys.
And another little trick that you can do, particularly if you're consuming, you're burning a lot of calories, you're a hard training athlete, I like to actually add a tablespoon or two of nut butter, you know, something like almond butter or something, and mix that up and actually make kind of a pudding out of it. And what that does is the fat actually slows the gastric emptying, or you're basically slows the digestion process, so those amino acids release slowly into your bloodstream over the night, so your body's getting a constant stream of nutrients.
Yummo. I'm down.
And
with
it tastes great
butter.
Too. A little bit of cinnamon on top and you're good to go.
Oh, please, Alex, I'm drooling now. That is so good. I'm such a fan of nut butters. It's crazy. Okay. Okay. Well, let's talk about some recipes. Let's. You have a few more for us? I mean, you've got the Isopro with the nut butter, yeah. A little cinnamon. That's great before bed. What else do you have?
I'm a chocoholic. I'll come clean on that. So I like, I like to stick to the chocolate Isolene. I usually use the Isolene Pro. But I like to mix up bananas and peanut butter with that or almond butter. And I could literally consume that every day and not have a problem. That's my go-to. I'm pretty simple. I don't have any really crazy fancy recipes, but one little trick I do like to do is I'll take, my serving of Isolene Pro and I'll mix it up with just a little bit of water. And it basically, like I kind of already mentioned before, it basically comes to a consistency of a pudding. And that's just really a great treat. And if during the summertime, especially here, cause it's so hot, I'll put it in the refrigerator and it comes out so great.
Excellent. Nice. Okay, so I have so many different little concoctions that I mix.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a lot better recipes than I do. I'm a boring guy.
I mean, the strawberry shake with the lemon lime is yummo. There's just so many different options that you can add in. If anybody listening in, if you want to get creative with good shakes, to incorporate more protein, I mean, pop an additional shake into your schedule to hit that protein quota based on what your calculation is, go to isoproduct.com. And underneath the recipes tab, click on shakes and you're going to see, a couple of different categories for shake making. Some are a little bit higher calorie than others, but get creative. I mean, variety is the spice of life. We do not want you getting bored. We want you to have that beautiful bikini body before you know it. So, Alex, anything else that you can think of that we need to know and to keep in mind to just get super fit and looking good on the beaches this summer?
Yes, be on the lookout for some new things coming up, particularly at Celebration. And of course, if you do attend, I will be there at the Ask the Scientist booth, and I am more than welcome anyone that has any questions as far as advancing their physique to come and talk to me specifically. I love to meet all our associates and anyone that loves to talk. We were a little... we weren't super busy at NYKO, and I think that was due to our placement. But please come by and talk to me if you can.
Nice. Okay. All right. And, just another thing, too, just in wrapping it up, is when you blend your shake, drink it right away. I mean, those are enzyme-active shakes, so make sure that you consume it in a timely fashion. I love the enzymes in the sense that it's just really insurance for great digestion and utilization of all that yummy protein that you guys are getting. But you have the variety in protein. I mean, clearly you've got chicken and fish and eggs, but with the Isolene, the Isopro, the Isolene Pro, the bars, the Natural Berry Harvest, you've got some, and like the Whey Thins. I mean, you guys have some really good options and choices to really bump up your protein.
Yeah, there's no, with our product, yeah, with our products, there's no reason you shouldn't be hitting your protein targets.
Totally.
Yeah. It makes it so convenient, so easy. And like I said, if you are in one of those four groups, calculate what you need, mm-hmm. Use our products, and you're going to be well on your way to achieving an ideal physique. It's like I said, protein is very misunderstood. It all comes down to timing, quality, and amount. If you put all three of those factors together, you'll do very well.
Perfect. Well said. All right. Well, Alex, thank you so much for being with us today. It's a pleasure. First podcast of, I'm sure, many that we'll do in the future.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. And everybody that's listening in, thanks for being with us today. Have some fun with that protein. And by all means, share on social media, your results as you hit your protein quota, work on that physique for summer and share with us what's happening in your results. And with that, have some fun. Best of health, everybody. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.